Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome, my friends, to another edition of What's on Your Mind. This is the Tuesday, 6 April 2021 edition of the program. In case you don't have a calendar, thank you very much. I'll be here all week. Happy to be of service. I would like to talk about, in this hour of What's on Your Mind, whatever you would like to talk about. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is off today. However, Kevin Flynn is here as always. Daniel is taking your calls. And Chris Washington is our super producer. So, lay it on us, folks. Lay it on us today on What's on Your Mind, whatever's on your mind. I feel like we've, we had the border the week before last, and then we had, like, April Fool's Day and all that fun last week. So and I had a funeral to attend, so I was missing a couple days from What's on Your Mind. Just feel like I've not had a chance to really take the pulse of the people a little bit on the program, which I enjoy doing. It fuels me. I don't know what you're thinking, what you're concerned about, what's the big thing. What's the big thing on your mind today? If I had to say one big thing that will most impact North Dakota in 2021 today, it would be this. How dry it is. The lack of moisture. If I had to pick one big thing today, it would be that. Okay, now there's many other things. There's H.R. 1. We're going to talk about that a little later. There's House Bill 1323 that will be voted on now tomorrow, not today. That changed. Some hitch in the get-up in the committee. I talked to Rich Wardner, Senate Majority Leader. Tells me it's tomorrow. Tells me he has no idea how that vote's going to go because they're not caucusing it, which I appreciate. Means there's no arms being twisted. I've heard from some people that there are major arms being twisted by the governor's office, but that's different than the majority leader saying, senators, here's how I want you to vote. In fact, I heard that one senator, I don't want to say any names, but her last name rhymes with Tell. I'll just leave it at that. Got a rather stern talking to in the governor's office yesterday, which is sometimes doesn't look good, you know. Anyway, so the governor's office is continuing to think 1323 should not pass. I disagree with them on that. I respect a lot of things about this governor and that office, and I just think they are dying on the hill of really dumb things this session, and mainly related to emergency powers. They've won some of those battles so far, so that's just letting the process play out. And on this one, they really think the idea of not having the ability to have a mask mandate in the future is really important. I'm like, wow. Do you not understand the level of frustration from people related to, I'm just going to say it like I feel it, really inconsistent, but I would say dumb COVID rules. Is that too strong, Kevin? I would just say dumb COVID rules.
Not at all.
What do you mean by dumb, Scott? Well, when I can't go to Easter Sunday Mass a year ago, but I can go to Walmart all day, every day, something is wrong.
When I can wrestle in a wrestling match without a mask, but I can't shake hands at the end of the mask and I have to put the mask on to sit on the bench.
Something is wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Go down the list here.
When you think you know better than me as to whether or not I need to wear a mask, something is wrong. And I want to say this on masks. After yesterday's show, where we had 2 hours with three experts, I mean experts as in respiratory care professionals, okay?
Big time.
As in OSHA experts on how OSHA rules are written. These are not some gadflies. These are actual experts who've taken the North Dakota experts and shredded their quote-unquote studies. I mean, embarrassing. If I was Dr. Paul Carson, I'd be embarrassed that these three ladies have destroyed every argument you put forward. Okay?
And I love how they said, I'll take anybody on. I will shred them. That's what the girl said, lady said. I loved it.
For one, they only have to do it one time because it's always the same arguments from everybody.
Exactly.
But here's the point. I don't begrudge Dr. Paul Carson an opinion any more than I begrudge these ladies an opinion. Okay? That's number one. Number two, please, please, please hear me on this. Mr. Governor, Mr. Lieutenant Governor, every member of the Senate, every member of the House, every city commissioner, every county commissioner, every mayor, every township official, hear me on this. Every health official especially, because they control most of the purse strings. Hear me on this. Do not, for a minute, think we are too stupid to make our own decisions related to how to protect ourselves. And the second you think the people are too stupid to make decisions on how to protect them and their family, you should resign from your office immediately. Because trusting the people is what the founding fathers are all about. And the vast majority of you, other than health professionals who can throw this advice around without any regard for accountability as it relates to the voters, which is why they should be a resource, but not the source on any of these decisions. But any of you, for 10 seconds, think you are in your job to get elected by people and then disregard the people, should resign in shame immediately. Resign in shame immediately. That's where we went wrong in the COVID area, in the COVID era. We started thinking we know better. And I want to publicly apologize for something. I was too much of a sheeple on masks. I was way too much of a sheeple. I'm like, what does it hurt? Whatever. The store wants me to wear it, I'll wear it, whatever. Without questioning. Without adequately questioning whether they made sense. And a lot of very, I'll say, well-known health officials throughout North Dakota have said many times under their breath, masks are optics. They are not the end-all, be-all. They are one tool. They are, and they didn't want to say that publicly because if you do, you get fired. Look at Kelby Kravitoff, for crying out loud, a guy who had COVID, a Concordia grad, a wicked smart member of the health, care community for a lot of years in South Dakota and later in North Dakota, gets fired because he says out loud, I don't need to wear a mask because I had COVID. The guy gets fired. Come on. This is the cancel culture run amok. Bottom line on this, the reason 1323 should pass unanimously in whatever form it currently is, state only, local, county as well, whatever, is because a strong message should come from this legislature and this governor that we trust people. Period. End of statement. Anyway, that next hour as well. This hour, literally anything you want to talk about. Anything you want to talk about is on me. Okay, let's go. Wes in Fargo's first up. Here's the numbers you call, by the way. Our 24/7 Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline is 855-200-1776. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Or our super producer, Chris Larson, who is manning the ship today from the Luther Memorial Home in Mayville. Did you know we had a studio in Mayville at the Luther Memorial Home?
I did. Yes, yeah. I did.
701-352-8661 is that number. 701-352-8661. If you want to get on the show as a guest, you call Chris, but he'd probably prefer you text him with any comments about the show. Okay, there you go. There's the numbers. Let's go. Wes in Fargo, you're up. What's on your mind?
Oh, it's Tom. Okay, Tom in West Fargo.
Oh, hey, they said West. I don't know where West came from, but go ahead, Tom. You're up.
That's okay. Say, I was just going to say as a comment about Kevin Flynn, he's been a great addition to the Flag family. I'm really glad you have him. I've never met him, but he seems really personable, and I'm really glad he's on your team.
I share that view.
Checks in the mail, sir.
And he's blushing over there, but yeah.
Go on.
I agree with you. And Kevin is the radio pro that's been at it for decades. He's sort of like me. He's just a dinosaur. Been around forever. And but yet contributes mightily to the program. So we love him. He is the master control man of Flag Family Fargo. And, of course, part of the show as well as our Need to Know morning show, which is the local show on the Flag. Of course, Todd does the similar duties for us in Bismarck. Todd's off today. But I'm with you 100% with Kevin. Right. Absolutely.
Yep. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're well. That was my comment for this morning.
Got it, Tom. Yeah. Thank you. Love hearing from you. John in Minot, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning.
Morning, sir.
I don't know exactly where to start, but when you called you, when you said the sheeple a while ago, I think you're absolutely correct for yourself. Plus, I think at times you're a blind Republican, but I think you're starting to remove your blinders. If you want to check more on Governor Burgum, I voted for him. I researched some things in District 28, what went on a year ago.
Research some things that went on in District 28 a year ago. Don't be so cryptic. What are you talking about?
With Governor Burgum picking his people and not the one that the people picked.
Well, I think what he did was decide to support some people that supported him. That's nothing new in politics, right? So I don't know that that needs any research.
Yes, it's not, but to me it's ugly in North Dakota politics.
Yeah, I would agree. It didn't have the best look. But again, I also applaud the fact that the governor had some guts and said, here's somebody that supported me, and I'm going to support them, and we're going to raise a few bucks for them. It didn't exactly work out the way that I think he wanted to work out. But I give him points for sticking his money where his mouth is. Past governors could use a little more gut like that. We'll continue, Johnny.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I love America. So do you. I crisscross these Great Plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My Pillow is powered by, well, actually, What's on Your Mind, and specifically the host is powered by My Pillow. I just sleep better on that My Pillow premium pillow, which is now at its lowest price ever. Hear what I said, Kev? Lowest price ever.
Ever.
$29.98 for that sucker. And last night, well, actually, this weekend, I got out of the house in my Pillow moccasins. I think they're good enough to wear outside.
I saw that.
My wife was not too impressed. She's like, those are in the house. You don't wear those outside. I'm like, do I care what people think of my footwear.
Yeah, right?
Look, I'm 56. I could care less. If you look at me and go, hey, the guy's wearing moccasins, and aren't those my little slippers, and shouldn't they be in the house? You know what? No harm, no foul. I don't care. They're really awesome. And they're 40% off. That can't last. Right now, great deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Also brought to you by Dak Diesel today. CJ's waiting for your call if you need some of that super-duper additive that will save you tens of thousands of dollars in repairs. He's still looking for dealers, too. DakDiesel.com, or call him. Today I'm going to give you a cell phone number because I know how badly you want this and you want to just be done with it, so just call the man, 701-210-0888. Okay, back to the phones. John went away, and I don't know that we were finished, but I wasn't. At least I had a few more questions for him related to his concerns about the governor in District 28. There's two ways to look at that, and one is the governor meddling, okay? He's picking who he wants, and he's picking a fight, and is that wise? I would say politically there's big risk in it, and I think the governor found that out, that there was big risk, and there's still people trying to settle the score. On the other hand, I actually look at it like this. Well, politically it's risky, yes. It's also gutsy. And I've seen too many governors sit on their hands and complain about, Jeff Delzer this and Jeff Delzer that, and oh my gosh, he's got too much power, and oh my gosh, he never wants to spend any money. Well, Jeff Delzer approaches everything he does in the North Dakota legislature very much like the majority of North Dakotans approach. Is it time to buy a new tractor or not time to buy a new tractor? Is it time to buy a new truck or is it not time to buy a truck? So you can complain about it, or you can say, I'm going to put forward some candidates that will oppose him. Well, that's gutsy, and that's being transparent. Everybody knew what was going on there. So I don't sit here and say, the only people that really complain about that are people that are really immersed in the political process, and they didn't like that a guy they liked had a competitor. I'm sorry, that's the political process. I don't fault them for that at all. I don't. Anyway, that's my two cents, John. If you want to call back, happy to continue that conversation on what's on your mind. Question today is, what's the big thing on your mind? What is the one big thing on your mind today on the program? And one of our favorite answers to that question, or any question we pose on what's on your mind, usually comes from Wing, North Dakota. And there must be a lot of common sense. Something in the water in Wing, I don't know what it is, but this fellow is a farmer at Wing, and he might have an answer or two of what's on his mind, what the big thing is today. Tell me, Fred. Tell me.
Well, we got deep wells here. So, yeah.
There you go.
There is something in the water up here. In March last year and April, I prayed about this COVID thing, and it's the same answer we had then as we got now. God gave us the ability to heal ourselves of viruses and diseases and bacteria. He gave us an immune system. He created it. He put it in our bodies. It's still here today. It carries on to the generations through the miraculous things of birth and genetics. And we still have the ability to heal ourselves that God created.
Okay, wait a minute, Fred. I'm going to stop you there. Because everything you've said is 100% accurate. But when is the last time you went to the doctor and the doctor said, you know, God gave you an immune system, why don't you just go home and use it?
That doesn't happen.
Why?
You have to find it yourself. You have to hear it on TV. You have to hear it from somebody else. They don't believe that we should use natural medicine in a lot of cases. And I've even went to the doctor and he told me to quit using things that were helping me. And I just detest that. And people, there is knowledge out there. The hydroxychloroquine, all the vitamins that you need to take, the vitamin D. Those things.
Yeah, zinc, vitamin D. Yeah, echinacea, right?
You know, there's a lot of things that we need to take. I think one of the most important things was brought up on your show the other day when that man called in and talked about the alkalize your system to help viruses not survive. So
yeah, I got to go back and listen to that, because what did he say again? He said like baking powder and lemon juice and take it every day, never had as much as a cold.
Well, that's it. I've heard that old remedy, but there's a better one that I've found. It's called calcium from the ocean. This ocean, the calcium from the ocean gives you a multitude of minerals that have dissolved off the land, ran into the ocean, the crustaceans, they
must. Well, I don't live by the ocean. I don't live by the ocean, so how do I get this calcium from the ocean?
You can go to a couple places in town. One of your sponsors handles it up there, that store on the north side of town. Cash-wise, they handle coral calcium from the ocean.
Coral? So it's called coral calcium.
It's coral. It's coral that's mined, and you take it.
Yeah, when you're saying coral, you're like C-O-R-R-A-L, like the coral in oceans, like the pretty rocks and stuff, you're saying.
It's basic. It's brackish from the ocean. It changes your pH from acid
to... Well, I just want people to hear this stuff.
But it's got minerals in it.
Yeah.
Minerals.
Right. And again, it's from the earth and helps your body heal itself, which it has. And I don't, you know, I'm not one of these people that believes there aren't occasions when we ought to use modern medicine, but I think we too often forget exactly what you're talking about, Fred, that we have a body designed by God to heal itself, because long before there was modern medicine and the doctors, people survived this stuff. So it's a very good point on your part, and I appreciate you calling. John, southeast of Lincoln, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, and I'm from District 28, and there was a septic, a fellow by the name of Mike Brandenburg. He was a Democrat, but he was accepted by the Republican Party in our district. And I don't like his attitude. He brought his Democrat thinking along with him. And he was one of those that were supported by the governor. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go down there next time they have a meeting and we decide on the candidates, and I will vote against him being in the Republican Party anymore.
John, that's what the process is designed to do. That's why those committee meetings are held. They're district committees, and people get to make up, okay, who's the chair, who's on the executive committee, who's our candidate. That's the way to do it. You're exactly right. I think you're referring to Windy, they call him. Windy Mike Brandenburg. Right? And they call him Windy for more reasons than one. He's a big supporter of, obviously, wind development, but the guy can talk like there's nobody's tomorrow, I'll tell you what. Anyway, John, I appreciate you calling. Let's get Walter in Jamestown here quickly before the break. Go, Walter.
Yeah, I'm doing this. Hey, you know what?
Right.
I tell you, I'm all about what you're talking about with the mask thing today. I'm in a position of kind of authority in my business, but I got to tell you, I think that there would be a few 100,000 people that disagree with you on your position about masks.
All right, hang on a sec, Walter. We're going to take a little time to talk about this when we come back in the break, so don't go anywhere. The music tells me we need to take a break. Other calls are waiting as well, and text coming in, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Back to your comments and calls in moments. Understanding estate planning. Mark Wagner is here from ND Estate Services to tell you how to avoid probate. It costs a ton of your money. Eliminate guardianship. Minimize taxes. Why give it to the federal government and protect your heirs? How can you help, Mark?
Great question, Scott. First of all, we want to help people who want help. It's really our job, our calling, to take a complicated process and really make it simple and easy for your family, especially at the time where they need it the most, at a death, or when you're unable to be responsive, you're incapacitated.
And you do that for a flat fee?
Yeah, we have a flat fee that includes all the attorney work that you need, which would be $39.50, includes all the legal documents.
Avoid the squabbles among the family. Avoid the huge check going to Uncle Sam. NDEstateServices.com or call 701-318-0908 now. Don't wait. Tomorrow may be too late. 318-0908. Call Mark Wagner.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Major League Baseball, in a knee-jerk reaction, moved its All-Star game to Colorado after the league announced Friday it was pulling the game out of Atlanta in protest of the state's new voter ID law. It should be noted, Colorado requires voters to present identification when voting. CBS News appears to be stepping back from a hit piece against Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The report on Sunday outlined an alleged pay-for-play scheme involving DeSantis accepting a $100,000 donation for his campaign from a grocery store chain for the right to distribute the COVID vaccine. Republican and Democrat critics blasted the report for deceptive editing by CBS that omitted DeSantis' explanation for the vaccine strategy. The Texas Rangers welcomed a crowd of at least 38,000 fans to Globe Life Field in Arlington Monday for the team's home opener against the Toronto Blue Jays. The game marked the first full-capacity sporting event since coronavirus shut down all sporting events more than a year ago. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On What's On Your Mind, telephone number 800-228-0550. Put that in your speed dial. Just put Scott. What's on your mind? Anything that trips your trigger, so it's right there front and center in your favorites. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind today? What's the big thing? Here's a Facebook comment. Why couldn't the Twins spend money on pitching instead of Josh Donaldson? That's the big thing. All right? I'll see Dave St. Peter on Thursday. I'll ask him.
Good question.
Yes. Comment says, drought and fires. I agree. Twitter comment says, America. I agree. And if you have a suggestion on a great prayer warrior that we could have on the program, someone who just brings it, and we could have them lead a statewide, region-wide prayer for rain, I'd love to have somebody that's just pitch perfect. Maybe it's your pastor, maybe it's somebody you know, whatever. If you text me the name and the contact info for a prayer warrior, I'll put you in a drawing for... What should we give away today? What would be good? How about a copy of my book? I'll sign a copy of my book and send it to you along with a beach towel. Because summer's almost here.
My Pillow Beach Towel?
My Pillow Beach Towel. Yeah, exactly right.
Pick me.
Walter in Jamestown, you're on What's On Your Mind. By the way, my text number is 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Okay, Walter, before the break you said something to the effect of, I couldn't be more wrong on my opinions on masks. Is that what you said?
You know what, Scott? I'm going to be real quick with this because you and I are just never going to agree on this one. Here's the deal. So then you talk to the 100,000 people that have passed away from COVID. You can slice it up any Republican way you want. At the end of the day, here's the deal. Nobody knows what this animal's going to do. Nobody knows what this animal's going to do. You know what? When H1N1 came around a few years ago, I don't remember the big deal about the mask because there wasn't one. But for whatever reason, this time it's necessary. So you can go ahead and shred Dr. Fauci. Your shredders can shred whoever they want to shred. At the end of the day, nobody knows about this disease. That's the truth.
I think you're right about that. Walter, I would agree with you. I would agree with you, but nobody knows. But how does that then cut? How does that jump from?
I'll agree with you on one point, which is there's too many mismanagements of it. I'm going to let you go.
Too many mismanagements of it? Why do people that disagree not want to have a conversation? What is so hard about?
I don't know.
Okay, so what I wanted to tell him before he just wanted to go away. And look, I'm not saying, I have an opinion. I'm not saying that has to mean I'm right, you're wrong. I'm just sharing my opinion with you. And the 100,000 that died, I think he says it's because we didn't wear enough masks. If we listen to Fauci and mourn, I don't know which Fauci to listen to, first of all. Fauci originally said masks are an ineffective tool to stop this. That's what he said the first time. Then he jumped to, one is not enough. You got to wear four or five. So how Tony Fauci has 1 ounce of credibility left is beyond me. Now, you can do Tony Fauci the smorgasbord and say, this Tony Fauci I like, this Tony Fauci, yeah, never mind. But I'm going to say, look, he said this and then he said this, so who do I believe? Which Tony Fauci do I believe? But I think what Walter was trying to say is that 100,000 people died because more of us didn't wear masks. I don't know where you have a basis in fact to make that statement. I'm willing to listen. I said today on the program, I feel like I bought in when I should have questioned some of this stuff earlier. I feel that way after spending a few hours Thursday night and a few hours yesterday on the radio with people who can literally, with OSHA-like precision and respiratory care therapist-like precision, tell me what they're saying is correlation, but it's not causation. You follow me? What does that mean? Dissect that, what I mean by that, Kevin. What does it mean to say, okay, you're right, there's some correlation there, but you don't have enough to say it's causation. What do they mean when they say that, Kev?
Oh, I don't know.
Put that into English for me.
I got nothing. I mean,
well, correlation means, yeah, you can say the mask mandate entered in North Dakota, and it ended in South Dakota, and look what happened to cases. Better way to say it is this. North Dakota had a statewide mask mandate, and when it was put in place, shortly thereafter, the cases dropped off a cliff. But then you'd have to say, well, wait a minute. So that would be correlation. We had a mask mandate, and the mask mandate was put on, and cases dropped, right? That's correlation.
Seemed to.
Well, that's correlation. Yep, that's an accurate statement. Yep. But is it causation? Now, before you can answer that, let me tell you what. In South Dakota, they didn't have a mask mandate, and the numbers dipped at exactly the same time.
So it's not causation, no.
Well, when I talk to healthcare professionals, they'll say, you know what? We had herd immunity here. That was a cause of herd immunity. We had it way before everybody else. We're out and about a lot more. There weren't lockdowns here like there were other places. So guess what? That's why. So it isn't the masks that did it. It is other factors. When you talk to these experts about, well, what about this airplane where a guy sat next to a guy, and they actually use this kind of a debate, and you go, well, wait a minute, the circulation on a plane is way, way better. Do you know how many times it turns over on a plane compared to, you know, where we're sitting in an office space?
Yeah.
So maybe the causation wasn't because two people were wearing a mask. Maybe it was because of air exchange. Look, just do your own research on this. Don't be sheeple. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But regardless, even if you think masks are the end-all, be-all, and I've been told by representatives in the governor's office that masks are so 2020, it's all about the vaccine now. Okay, fine. I agree. I had the vaccine. I got my shot of hope. Never seen anything more offensive than that. Signs that say, welcome to your shot of hope. I'm not kidding you. I posted on Facebook. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? See, this is where people who think they're really smart and think they know a lot more than you should shut their mouths and just say, look, I'm going to trust people that they don't get their hope from a shot.
That's what I was just thinking. Oh, thank goodness. I can have hope now.
Yeah, but for the vaccine, I could. And sadly, this mentality over the last year has a lot of people in that category. They are scared to death. They are in fear that until they get their shot, they need to cower in the corner. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is control that ought to scare you worse than anything you've ever endured in this entire time on this earth.
Because, Amir, when I drive by somebody driving in their car alone with the mask on, I say to myself, oh, you're a special kind of sheep, aren't you?
I think two things.
Maybe they're doing it so they don't, you know, don't forget to take it off.
I guess.
But I also, so I give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. And what does it harm? They're alone. But I also think, gosh, isn't it sad how we've scared people? Isn't it sad how we've scared people? Here's my bottom line on masks. It's like saying you should be a Democrat when you're a Republican. You should be a Republican when you're a Democrat. I can't tell you that. You have to decide that for yourself. I can't tell you whether to be a Sioux fan like I am or a Bison fan like Kevin is. Okay, I can't tell you that. You've got to decide that for yourself. That's in your DNA. But do not tell me that you are better to decide for me whether or not I wear a mask, whether or not I wear a mask, or whether or not you should be a Sioux or Bison fan, or you should be a Democrat or Republican. Don't tell me that. I live in a country where founding fathers died to give us freedom. And simple, basic freedoms have been taken away by people who think they know better. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. So that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. Mike in Perham, Minnesota, get you in here next year up on What's On Your Mind. Sorry we couldn't finish the conversation, Walter. I would like to. Because you're right about this. Nobody knows, but you're talking about a pandemic, and nobody knew about the last pandemic or the one before that or the one before that. We lived. We made it through it. Tell me what I need to know. Let me protect myself. That's the bottom line. I don't sit here and say 100,000 died because not enough people wore masks. That is ridiculous based on the facts. So, sorry to finish that conversation with Walter without the benefit of having a back and forth with him. Anyway, Mike and Perm, go!
Yes, Scott. You know, I want to thank you for your recommendation for Dr. Jeff. Man saved my smile. Oh, you won for that. But this thing about the COVID passport really has me concerned. I mean, are we going to have these like in the old Soviet Union where they had travel papers? You didn't have these papers, you couldn't get on a bus, you couldn't get on a train, you couldn't go anyplace.
Well, the answer to that is over my dead body, and I think the dead body of a lot of other patriots, but that doesn't mean people won't try it. So that's up to you, Mike, and everybody else that's going to fight against it. Now, let me ask you this. Have you got the shot? Have you had a vaccine?
No.
Okay. I did. I got shot number one, and they gave me a card, and they acted like they were handing me gold. Now, don't lose this. Put this somewhere safe. Don't lose this. I'm like, why? And they're like, well, you need the record. You need the record to show somebody. I said, don't you have it in your system? I mean, if somebody needs to know that I had a vaccine, I'll say, you know, call Sanford Health. I had it done. I took it on this date. I mean, it's not like without this card, somehow I'm persona non grata, is it? I mean, it's just like creepy. It's just creepy. That's all I know how to say it. But the answer to your question, Mike, is don't worry about it if you're willing to fight to say that's ridiculous that I need a COVID passport.
Absolutely.
I've heard Governor Burgum say on a national news program, no way, no how, not North Dakota. So be glad you live in North Dakota. If you do, you in your case live in Perham, Minnesota, you probably got a bigger fight with that Governor Walz down there than anybody else. So don't take it lightly. That's all I'm saying. Appreciate it, Mike. Got to go. Mike and Moorhead, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, because we don't have enough police and there's not enough soldiers, they're using a very sophisticated psychological operation called Conform to the Group Martial Law. And it is being used to stop the spread of conspiracy theories against the Jews. Okay? Ask anybody, how many funerals have you been to? How many sympathy cards have you sent out to people you knew who lost loved ones? Right now, anything this big always has to do with the Jews. World War II, World War I, nothing moves this big.
All right, Mike, this show is about What's On Your Mind. That's clearly what's on your mind. Until you start talking about conspiracies with the Jewish people, I think you have some points. But the rest of that sounds like you're entitled to your opinion, but I'm not tracking. I'm not following. Rick in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Could you say?
I said, Rick, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, hi, Scott. First-time caller. Say, I just found out I have the antibodies. I qualified to give plasma. Until I get a vaccine, then I can't. And I'm 67 years old, so I had COVID at one time, and I didn't even know it.
Isn't that something? So you're saying once you get the vaccine, you're done. So in that case, we shouldn't want you to get it because we want the plasma, I would think. Don't go anywhere, Rick. We're going to talk more about this in minutes on What's On Your Mind.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor.
You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special. Every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink yours for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell me about a splash pool.
Splash Super Pool is made in the United States. It's above ground. It's portable and used commercially all over the world. It's been very, very popular, especially in our climate with our customers. Last year, they were hard to get. They're going to be hard to get this year, but we have them in stock, and it's not too early to come in and get yours for this upcoming summer.
Find them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 online or in Bismarck, Grand Forks, and West Fargo. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanson Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers, built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanson locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at SwansonEquipment.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at the University of Mary. Grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why they're offering teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship. How about that? Valued up to the tuition cost of your first class. That's what the University of Mary does. They believe your life and career experiences are valuable. They offer credit for previous experience. They offer thank you scholarships. They help you take the first step towards a fresh start this spring by enrolling as an undergraduate, graduate, certificate program online in the evenings. Call them, 701-355-8030. Take advantage of the thank you scholarship. Don't delay. You need to deposit by April 30th then to receive the thank you scholarship. And if you have your app fee waived, you'd use the promo code Scott and they waive that app fee. promo code Scott. Call him 701-355-8030 or go online.umary.edu. Also, PetraServe USA today is serving up the goodies. Let me just pick a spot today for you with my favorite food on this Tuesday. I would say it's got to be beef stroganoff, and that's at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Close second would be Tater Tot Hot Dish. That's PetraServe USA and P Avenue. Or exit 292 Valley City. Go north when you get done. Chicken pot pie today. Or the hot beef sandwich. Just some of the great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience from PetraServe USA. Okay. Rick and Fargo, we didn't finish. Tell me, you have the floor. Pick up where we left off, Rick.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is that means I have the antibody. I feel a lot safer having the antibody than I would the vaccine that has not been approved by the FDA. You know, why would I get the shot? You know, then I don't know if that kills the antibody or not. I don't know.
Well, here's where I would agree with you. You have the antibody. You can not only protect yourself, you can give plasma to protect others. So
exactly.
That seems to make perfect sense. Now, I didn't have the antibody, I don't think. I do think I had it at some point. And my wife has had the vaccine. She had to have it because she's a home care health worker. I just figured that, look, if she's going to have it, I'm going to have it, because if there's something bad in it, we're both going down. I just trusted that, okay, I better just do this because she's had it anyway.
Right.
I also trust Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump, while everything was fast-tracked, was looking out for us through that whole thing. I really do.
Exactly.
I'm not against the vaccine for that reason. I know some people are. Again, I think it's freedom. I don't think you judge anybody by not having it done. I don't think these vaccine passports make any sense. I think it's America, and you decide what's best for you, period. I think it's kind of crazy.
Exactly. It should be up to the individual. You know, you realize that there's data out there. In the 1918 flu, there are people that have been tested for antibodies 60 years later. There's
isn't
research out there, and I haven't had time to look it up. But
I believe it. Another thing I'll tell you, that's a very good point. Another thing I'll tell you, Rick, about 1918 is a lot of people died from bacteria in masks.
Right. Exactly.
So this idea that masks are, you know, your savior is crazy. Crazy.
No,
again.
I quit wearing masks now. I don't wear masks going in the grocery store, and I had one employee hold a mask up to me, and I said, sorry, I can't wear it anymore. And I just refuse to follow this.
Here's what I ask. Here's the pertinent question. On what basis do you believe I should wear that? What is the data you point? Just show me what you believe means masks will save lives. Show me what that
exactly is.
Yeah, and that's the question to be asked. Great call. Thank you. Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Good Tuesday morning to you and the fellows over there. What's on my mind today is I am blessed. That's about it. I've been working the same job for 10 months throughout this COVID drama. I've had a second job for the last 6 months. Great people I'm working with, great people I'm working for. I'm secure in my employment. And just had a good place in my life.
Good for you, Ryan. Appreciate that very much. We ought to just take a moment to thank the good Lord for what we do have and what we could use more of, rain. Then we ask for, his blessing. And I'm looking for a pastor that could just bring it, and we'll do it tomorrow on the air. Thanks for the call. Senator John Hoeven is going to join us now. He's a late addition to the program, but lots of ground to cover with him today on the program, including a recap of his trip to the border and what he saw there. We did talk to him on that trip, but it'll be good to get a recap. He also is meeting with oil and gas leaders and some other things happening this week, so we'll talk to him about all that. And then North Dakota Conservative Advocate Board Member Casey Schultz will join us. The vote on House Bill 1323 that we talked about yesterday that would say no thank you, mask mandates by the state government for sure, and possibly local and county government as well, is going to be voted on tomorrow now. So you still have time to weigh in on that. Emailer says, the cancel culture is what's on my mind. If you don't conform, you're eliminated. My family knows I do not believe in the safety of the COVID vaccine nor the mask fable. My whole family has not been together since Christmas Eve 2019. We were planning to get together on Mother's Day, barring another outbreak. I received this over the weekend. Quote, the general feeling about Mother's Day is unless people are inoculated, it's just not safe to get together. That's my feeling as well. I've waited for a vaccine for so long because I want to spend time with you face to face, no mask, and be normal. And we can't ever if you don't get vaccinated. I'm seriously begging you to please get vaccinated so we can go back to normal. Unquote. How's that for emotional blackmail? If I'm reading the email correctly, there will be family get-togethers in my future.
Pack your bags. We're going on a guilt trip.
I wonder how many more families are going to be in this position. By the way, I'm 76 years old. I totally identify with the elderly who could not see their families in person the past year. My family practically had a coronary attack if they saw me in my own home without a mask. I'm very angry. They assume I have COVID and am contagious. It kills me. The COVID culture is real, and it is sad. No doubt about it.
More successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.